this. Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where
we watch
a thing and we tell
We're
you
back.
How it failed in pop culture. Jake derailed me again, like you'll have. My name is Sky.
I'm Jake.
Why are you so yelly today? We're watching Marvel's Inhumans, episode number 7.
Havoc in the Hidden Land. Which I almost forgot that that's what I do when you say the episode number.
Yeah. This one was weird. Not a lot happened in it.
They're all weird and not a lot happens. And every character is a goddamn asshole, and I'm so sick of talking about them.
It's true. Declan was okay. He's just some guy that they brought along. He's in it purely for the science, and he gets the worst deal out of this thing.
That's really all you need to say. We can quit now.
But instead, we'll have to go through the thing. So
just remember Gorgon's dead. That's all you need to know.
So Gorgon died in the last episode, and all of the Strike Force that were really just miners that attacked them, they're fleeing through the Hawaiian jungle.
They took the moment, I guess, where everyone was mourning Gorgon's death to get out.
They got while the getting was good, but it was all for naught because they got a teleporting dog on the Black Bolt side.
And at some point, someone yells to Black Bolt to go to the left, but they just call him Bolt, I think, which is a fun little
to save time.
Bolty, you go left. We'll go right.
From the Midwest all of a sudden also?
I don't know.
So the fleeing perpetrators give up pretty much immediately, and then Declan is like, dude, I don't know what's going on. I was just trying to do some stuff with science, and I'm sorry. Please don't murder me.
He scienced so hard. He really got wrapped up in some stuff.
He didn't care where the funding was coming from, which I can understand. And he's just like, look, I brought my research with me. I keep a cool head in a panic, and grabbed my briefcase that has all these blood samples and shit.
I mean, it's like, I guess if my house were burning down, I would probably grab my phone on my way out. It's probably like that sort of situation.
Well, you got to call work and tell them you're not coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly. I need my phone to call the fire department, really.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
That's fair.
But, there's just, he loves his briefcase. Like, I love my phone. It's the bringer of text messages and pornography.
And comfort?
Yeah, and comfort. Via text messages about pornography.
Oh, sure. They decide not to murder everybody, and then we cut to the really short credit sequence with pretty good music,
with
honestly.
With really epic, just... Bah, bah, nah, nah, nah. That's how it goes.
I was there.
Oh, okay.
And when we cut back...
You have to turn that down.
Yeah. They're just wrapping up Gorgon in some sheets. From where? I'm not sure.
That's a good question. Where'd they get those sheets?
Did they go all the way back to the lab and drag his corpse all the way out here and then wrap him? Because that's what it seems like.
They went to the Costco and got some sheets, but didn't get Karnak a clean shirt.
That's right. Nobody has a clean shirt. So they're mad about Gorgon.
Shirt is surprisingly clean.
And Karnak walks right up to Auron and just snaps her neck. Medusa's like, hey, don't do that. And he's just, it's fine. She'll come back. She always does. How do they know this? Who are they fighting that kills Auron so much? How do they know that that's what she can do?
It's a good, maybe she's really clumsy. She's always falling down the stairs and snapping her neck.
How did she get to be the head of the guard then?
Because Gorgon left. That's how.
So
it's like when Andy Griffith goes off to do something and Barney Fife is in charge. He shoots himself in the foot.
I don't know. How did they discover what her powers are? It doesn't. It seems like a very specific thing to have discovered on accident or on purpose.
I mean...
So I killed this bitch and she just came right back.
I mean, they probably started small and she probably got a paper cut and she was like, look at that. And of course, there's the genetic council who probably did genetic counseling or whatever.
However,
Tibor broke her neck and was like, watch this, everyone. She came back.
I guess.
Poor Tibor.
But Medusa doesn't want to kill anybody anymore. Karnak does because he wants to send a message to Max. We cut up to Max and he's just sitting on the throne mumbling to himself crazily a little bit, and he's ordering people around when Crystal with the teleporting dog and the strike team shows up, and instead of just shooting her to death right then and there, Max hears her out. She's there to arrange for a parley, which apparently is the correct way to pronounce that word.
Yeah, Jack Sparrow said it wrong the whole time. We had to look it up, because they say parley a lot in this.
Yeah, I thought that it was just a mistake on the actress who plays Crystal. But no, that's the way you're supposed to say it, as it turns out. At least three other characters say it also. Yeah. So, I don't know. She's there to say Gorgon is dead and we want to arrange a meeting to discuss, ending this stupid coup. He's like, yeah, Max tells her, yeah, that's fine. Let's meet at midday.
Midday. No, doesn't actually in establish. Hawaii? Midday, yeah, on the where. Moon.
They'll figure it out.
Standard moon time.
Yeah, the moon has like a lot of sunrises in the day.
Yeah, I was gonna say the moon probably.
Maybe they're on Greenwich Mean Time.
Ah, that makes the most sense. What the sun probably goes up and down several times, right?
Like, yeah, I think way it's faster. Like, I think it's like 24 or something a day.
Oh, really?
It's too many times.
It's just whipping around up there, huh?
Or maybe that's just that might just be the space station. But the moon has a lot of rises throughout the day. But whatevs, it's fine. We cut back to Earth. Karnak is upset because they're doing a parley, and he wants to just murder everyone. Medusa's against that still.
I'm not sure how much Karnak was supposed to have learned from banging that pot dealer. But it feels like he didn't learn a whole lot.
No, he lost all of his chill. Whatever he picked up, he has definitely jettisoned it once Gorgon was murdered. Or killed himself, or whatever it is that happened.
Sacrificed.
There it is.
He's a martyr.
Black Bolt does a lot of hand-waving.
So much hand-waving.
Medusa does a lot of reacting to what he says. And we are only getting one side of the conversation, and it would be really helpful if there were subtitles for Black Bolt so we could understand him. Instead of just hearing responses and piecing it together. But whatever, it's fine. It's too late now.
Right, and on this audio podcast, it's hard to describe the really dumb hand movements he makes sometimes.
Because like, he's really only making the same, like, 10 motions.
I don't know, at the end there, he makes repeat. That C and then crushes it with his other hand. What does that mean?
Diplomacy?
And in all of this, Medusa is absolutely right. They don't need to just kill to kill. To prove that they're in charge, but I don't know, the way she goes, she just is yelly about it.
Well,
I don't know.
Max sent a lot of people to murder them on numerous occasions over the last 24 or 48 hours.
Right.
So
I mean, Black Bolt and Karnak aren't in wrong to be like, fuck these people.
True.
But she's also not wrong to be like, hey, maybe we should stop being these people who just kill. But she's just mean.
She's not making her point effectively.
Yes.
Ironically, she's the one with the bad communication skills. But so they teleport to a beach with the dog, and the dog howls, and wouldn't you know it, fucking Triton comes swimming up. Turns out he's fine after all.
This episode has a lot of that dog in it, and I like that.
I wonder how they knew where Triton was going to be, how they kept in touch with him, and also how he survived.
Wait, do you really wonder why they knew where he was going to be?
A little, yeah.
Because they set up, this is the point that he and who's that guy?
Black Bolt.
Black Bolt.
Set up this exact time frame?
They set up that meeting place, and then the dog howled. That's how he knew it was time to come.
Oh, okay.
What are you fucking doing over there? You're not watching it?
I assumed that the dog howled in response to noticing the fishermen swim up.
Oh, no, I think
the dog's
Black Bolt puts his hand on the dog's face, and I think they have sort of a thing, and then he was like, now's the time to howl, dog, and then the dog howls, and Triton comes swimming up because he hears the dog howl.
Okay, so how did Triton not die of a severe staph infection from swimming around in the Pacific Ocean with a gunshot wound?
I mean, it's Hawaii, it's beautiful, it probably... Maybe he only got a little bit of a gunshot wound, and he's fine. You also know, maybe fish heal better. Maybe mermen heal better than non-mermen.
I had not considered that possibility.
Maybe being in the fucking water instead of on the dusty-ass old moon, he's probably feeling great since he's a fish man.
That's true. Being a fishman on the moon where there ain't no water seems like a really just raw deal for you.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
But that explains why he's so good at the martial arts.
Yeah, because he had to do something.
Yeah, got to kill the time somehow.
Also, like, how do you become a member of the royal family if you have shitty water powers on a dusty old moon?
Where there ain't no water.
What do you do? I swim. Where? I splash around in that pool between them silent twins.
That sucks for him so bad.
So bad.
Maybe Gorga, or not Gorga, maybe the dog brings him down so he can swim, like, once a week.
He just brings him to a YMCA in Cincinnati.
I mean, I pictured, like, an unpopulated area, but yeah, that could work, too.
Oh, yeah, well.
I don't know how many people are at the Y in Cincinnati, so it could be. So, everybody is very excited to see Triton, because they all assumed he was dead, because Black Bolt let them think that. Also, the dog let them think that.
Yeah, he seems to have a hole in him where he got shot.
Not in the vital area. In the area where it's cool to get stabbed, like we learned in Scream.
But you want to talk about Scream for the next 40 minutes?
Nah.
Damn it.
So Medusa is very upset that Black Bolt knew that Triton was okay. I want to know how he knew he was okay also.
Yeah, there's no way he could have known that he was fine.
Because Triton doesn't have one of those wrist communicator dealies. They don't have a psychic on board, as far as I know. Medusa's upset, and then Black Bolt says, let's go to the bunker. And she's like, what bunker? And apparently Black Bolt is a doomsday prepper who has a bunker under the moon.
Sky, you keep mispronouncing it. It's pronounced the Royal Bunker.
Excuse me.
Get it together.
It's full of ready-to-eat bagged food. And yeah, Declan has got to tag along, and he doesn't believe that he's on the moon. But then he's like, oh, there's a fish man. We got a teleporting dog. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Declan's my favorite character in this episode.
Shut up. You got to answer that question later.
Yeah, and I just did.
Ugh.
So Medusa wants to know how long the bunker's been there and how long the strategy has been in play. And was Gorgon's death a part of this also? And she's making a lot of really rash assumptions. And then Triton just kind of finds somewhere else to be while the married couple argues. Which I think is the most real part of this whole thing. Where he's just like, I'm not a part of this.
That's basically what Dr. Declan says, is like, that's how marriage works, wacka wacka.
Yeah.
I don't like Medusa in this because she doesn't have Louise there to, like,
balance her out?
Yeah, to be a balance to her just intense personality.
Yeah, Louise isn't in this episode at all, spoiler.
I miss her.
She got left behind on Earth, and even though they go back constantly, it's fine.
She's banging Dave.
Probably. Medusa's upset with Black Bolt for sidelining her and not telling her stuff, and they have a heated argument. He waves at her a bunch.
And makes the same intense starry eyes the whole time.
He's got that one look, and he does it well. Medusa wants to be a real queen and be told stuff and have input.
She wants to be a real queen, and she needs some corgis. And a big poofy hat.
Or at least a shiny hat.
She probably does need a hat. Her head's probably really cold.
I bet. Especially on the moon.
Yeah. It's probably fine in Hawaii.
Yeah. So, Black Bolt makes a fist and punches his hand, which apparently means a thing that we'll never learn. And then he gives
Triton, go off and do some stuff.
And then he gives Triton a cloak and a pair of knives. And he's just like, and he just wanders off to do stuff.
To do fish stuff.
Yeah. And then we cut over to Max's apartment, maybe, and Oren's waking up from being dead. He's just on bed with her. It's kind of awkward.
Everything about this goddamn show is kind of awkward.
Max is a very uncomfortable character.
Remember the first episode where we were like, Max is kind of right.
Yeah, and then he was like, hey, I want to fuck you to Medusa.
And then to Medusa's sister.
Yeah. And then he's just a creep. Everything... I don't like him anymore.
I don't like this anymore.
I want them all to die.
Aaron looks like a dollar store Rashida Jones, by the way. In case anyone was.
She does. She's less tan. But she does.
Well, dollar store.
Legally distinct Rashida Jones.
Yeah, she's Rashida Gones.
But Aaron has come to the realization that, hey, maybe this insane person isn't the one I should be following.
Yeah, maybe.
And
she's
Max,
like, she's all like, you were a human and accomplished becoming king, and she liked that, I guess.
Yeah, and Max is very offended that she's like, oh, so you think I'm good for a human? It's like, well, yeah, dude, you overthrew a government of people that have superpowers without using it and not killing anybody, really. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive. Why are you so offended?
Because he's always offended, no matter what happens. He's crazy.
He's a cock.
He's a kook.
The scene goes on forever.
They all do.
It's gotta fill the time somehow. And most of it is Max looking insane and rambling to himself.
Really close up so you can see how spotty his beard is.
And how just, like, glinty his eyes are. It's weird.
He does have the shiniest eyes and the pubiest beard.
Yeah. So, once Max is done being crazy, we cut over to the bunker where Declan is showing Karnak his research. And he's like, I don't know if you'll understand this. And Karnak gives him this sassy look like, I'll get it. Just fucking go through it. It's like, you're not a geneticist. You're just a guy who can see flaws and stuff. Why would your power work this way?
I don't know.
But it does. And apparently, this is the first time anybody has told Declan about the process of pterogenesis. He wasn't familiar with the term up until now, I guess.
I mean, how many people on Earth know the term? The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah. But he's been doing a lot of research on Inhumans, and he's been in constant contact with Maximus.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Max should probably have told him what pterogenesis was.
Yeah, it's like, here's a crystal that'll make me into a thing. Why don't you figure out how it works and then make me be able to do that? But whatever. Karnak sends a meaningful look at the corpse of Gorgon, and then we cut over to the throne room where Max has gathered the few characters that we've met and some other background players.
Is this everyone?
I genuinely do not know, but he's here, like, he's discussing the death of Gorgon to them.
Which starts off sort of as a regular, like, eulogy, but then turns into, like, something different.
I loved Gorgon, and I tried to be his friend, and he wouldn't have it, and blah, 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 you know, bullshit.
Because they were different.
They are different.
Yeah, one of them is a horse-hoofed man who is not an asshole. And one of them is a pube-bearded man who is an asshole.
He tried to teach you how to defend yourself against a threat of some sort that never gets established. I'm going to go ahead and say Skrulls.
Moon men.
Because Kree hates Skrulls.
But they're not the Kree.
They're an offshoot of the Kree.
Right. They're like Kree dogs.
And then Max starts ranting about his family and how they didn't respect him or something. He's a very complainy fella.
He sure is. He just bitches and bitches. He's already the king. Sit on your goddamn throne and do king things.
Why don't you just move everybody to Earth? Yeah, like you said 4 episodes ago.
You got a doorman.
There's gotta be a spaceship there, right? You got a moon base? How do you not have a spaceship?
That's a good question.
After Max's speech, we cut to a different courtyard with more rocks that are white and black. There's a very white and black theme throughout here. This is the parlay court.
We see a lot of Adeline in this one, at least. I mean...
Kinda.
Well, I mean, more than, like, the past where everything happened in the throne room.
There is one new set.
There's the bunker and this mirror.
Two new sets, excuse me.
Whatever, that weird place that Aaron was sleeping in.
Max's apartment? Or Crystal's apartment?
And seemingly a different apartment where Dr. Declan gets to hang out, but it's probably just Crystal's apartment, just without Crystal's stuff in it. Because that's how sets work.
Indeed. So the royal family pops in with Lockjaw, and they are still just wearing their Earth clothes, even though they're on the moon again, and they have access to probably some Adeline clothing. They decide to go casual with it. So Medusa still has that red leather jacket and jeans.
She probably just likes it. She looks like a boss-ass bitch.
True, but Crystal's just wearing a flannel and jean shorts. So they meet Max in the middle of this courtyard, and they start discussing...
They're parley.
Yeah, they're parley.
It sounds so dumb.
It really does.
You really ruin things, Jack Sparrow. I know I say that every day, but he really did.
Yeah. Fuck you, Johnny Depp. Black Bolt says, we're going to return home. We're going to be the king and queen of Adeline again. You get to go through pterogenesis again if you want. Here's Declan. Let's just not fight any more people. Already too many people died.
Max looks like he's on the edge of a sneeze this entire time. So does Black Bolt. It just must be really bright there.
It's all the moon dust in the air.
I mean, mostly that's what acting is. It's just you're either on the edge of a sneeze or on the edge of a yawn, and that's how you act.
Fair enough.
I went to acting school.
Black Bolt, or not Black Bolt, Max accepts Black Bolt's deal. So some guards collect Declan. I don't know, there's just this really long scene of them exchanging prisoners, I guess.
Yeah, looking tense. And then we find out Max a dick.
What? He double-crossed them? The guy who overthrew you has double-crossed you? Imagine that.
Because he's all like, Wait, now I have Declan and you have nothing. See ya, bitches.
Yeah. Don't kill me in front of all these people.
Yeah, it's a parley. Oh, Max.
This is how you guys got overthrown. You were dumb.
You got overthrown by a dummy, which makes you a bigger dummy.
You're the king of dummies. And Black Bolt has a gray beard.
Why are you so obsessed with this gray beard?
I don't know. I like saying Black Bolt has a gray beard. Because he hasn't shaved in a couple of days.
They probably got an Inhuman for that.
Probably. It's quite a line in the mornings. Or Black Bolt tells Max that he's going to kill him next time he sees him. Apparently, that to do that, you touch the bottom of your throat and you point.
Do you think that means him? Or killed him? Or
I don't know.
Because there's a lot more waving around. I don't know.
It's real hard to say.
So then when they walk away and they all touch the dog and they teleport away, right?
Yep.
That dog would fall asleep before after teleporting one person once.
Yep.
Now they're 4 or 5 people at a time just teleporting all over the damn place.
Well, when Crystal popped in to arrange the parley, she teleported like 9 other people with her.
Yeah, and then she just teleported away, and then they're teleporting up and out of the royal bunker and this and that. And
it's almost as though the writers were inconsistent and didn't give a shit.
Well, they knew if they didn't make the dog sleep, they wouldn't have the shitty story they have. They would be like, I don't know, why don't they just touch that dog and go back?
So we cut back, and Declan is in an apartment. It's probably Crystal's.
Wait, here's my problem with this apartment. Look at all that cupboard space, and all the goddamn plates and bowls are on a weird shelfy thing.
You're so offended by those square bowls.
Yeah. Bowls should be round!
They're inhuman, Jacob.
I don't believe in a lot, Sky. But I believe in that.
You'll believe in wearing pants when you go outside.
Yeah, real pants.
And bowls should be round. So, Declan brought his briefcase with him, and it's full of blood samples, and Max wants to see a catalog, the Tinder catalog, to choose what powers he wants. And Declan's like, that's not really how this is going to work, because I haven't done any, like, actual studies on this yet.
Yeah, that's insane, Max. You can't just decide that's how the science will work, and that's how it's going
to... Declan tries to warn him, and he's like, I don't know if this is safe. This could fucking kill you. Let me do some testing first. And Max is like, that's how it works on Adeline. You just do it. It's like, no.
You're a terrible king.
If you want to kill yourself, just walk out of the dome, man.
Or piss your brother off and he'll say hi to you.
Yeah. And then melt Max is like, or Declan's like, I don't even know what Terrigenesis is. And then Max goes through this long metaphor of what it is, not at all describing the actual process of Terrigenesis, which Declan needs to know to make sure you don't die in this process.
Perhaps he shouldn't have murdered the genetic council. They probably would have come in handy here.
Yeah, they probably know it the best. Max also says that it's the thing that binds them together, when all we've seen is Terrigenesis very distinctly separating the peoples. Like, Butterfly Wings got to go not be in the mines, and everyone else had to go back.
Where do you think she went? We haven't seen her since.
I don't know. Maybe she flew too high and flew out of the dome and is just crumpled at the bottom of the dome somewhere.
So if you're not a royal family member, but you're also not a miner, what are you doing?
I don't know. I genuinely do not know.
She works at the mall. She works at the Arby's in Adeline. That's down by the mall.
Orin interrupts the process, and she's like, water and, like, electricity are going down because you took all of the people that maintained that shit and put them in the Royal Guard. So we're going to die. Max grants her the ability to take the people that he took off of those duties and put them back, you know, like a good king. That way everyone doesn't die. And he goes back to Declan and demands superpowers.
Like you do.
Yeah. Bring your case. We're going to the Terrigenesis room, I guess. And we jump over the bunker. And Medusa and Black Bolt have another conversation. Guess who's silent all throughout it?
It's Medusa. Surprise, Black Bolt says a bunch.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, wait. No, I get confused as to which is which.
Very similar characters. And then... Medusa
tells... Are you struggling?
I am struggling. I don't know what's happening anymore.
You just... Ugh.
Blah.
You've watched this 3 times. You can't follow along.
I don't like it. Medusa remembers the time immediately after Black Bolt murdered his parents by accident. She's telling him now, oh, I went to meet you because I wanted to gloat and rub the fact that you murdered your parents in your face. That's... And then she didn't, because she saw that he was a person. And then on the spot, Black Bolt invents sign language. None of this story makes any sense to me. And why would you tell him that you were going to laugh in his face that he killed his parents?
Because it's a story about pain. Her hair goes, like, down to about her stomach in this flashback, in where she's played by VIP, the actress called VIP.
Mm-hmm.
You suppose she can use it? Like, what's she doing with her hair when it's not as long? Like,
I don't
eating?
Know. I don't know.
I just want to know.
They couldn't be bothered
to do anything.
They couldn't be
hair.
Bothered to animate it, so I don't know. But while they're having this conversation, Karnak pops out. He's like, hey, I looked at the research that Declan did. I think I found a flaw. I think I can fix it. Let me do that. Is that cool?
Sky, you just summed up this 45-minute scene in 45 seconds.
That is correct. So that's all it took. Apparently, Karnak's power works in a way where if he observes anything, he understands it completely. So he's now a geneticist and wants to do a second teragenesis on Gorgon's corpse because he thinks that that will bring Gorgon back to life.
Which, at this point, doesn't fully make sense. It does make a little more sense when he goes through with the plan. At least. Kind of, yeah.
Well, we have no reason to believe that that's how teragenesis works.
We don't know how teragenesis is very fluid in its
description.
Science.
But Black Bolt reminds Karnak that a second teragenesis is forbidden. It can cause addiction and madness and death. Addiction to what? I'm curious. But
that'll never get explained, so don't worry about it. To moon dust. To be fair, Karnak's like, that's nonsense.
True. But Black Bolt says no. Karnak pretends to accept it and walks away dejected. He should put up his sad hoodie.
You can tell he's going to defy his king because he slowed down. He didn't slow down. It slowed down.
The footage slowed down. Yeah, and he was walking into purple light. We cut back from commercials, and Karnak is just in the twins' room with the water and the...
He's hiding.
Apparently his powers are back because we get this fight scene that doesn't go well for him. He gets shot in the back and smashes into a wall. He does a really awkward-looking flip over
it's
the water.
It's so awkward.
I don't feel like that was any quicker than him running around, but whatever, it's fine. Oren has come down to yell at some guards that told her to meet them there. I don't know why she's there. I don't know how Karnak knew that she was there. It does not matter. Karnak
is so dirty.
Splash around in that pond for a second, man.
Yes.
Get a new shirt. I bet he smells terrible.
He's the only one we've seen get in the water, and he's the dirtiest.
Well, he took off his clothes to get in there.
I guess that's true. And I don't think he was wearing those weird hand bandages yet.
Yeah, I don't know what... I know boxers do that, but I don't know what it adds to your fists when you wrap your fists like that.
I mean, it makes you look cool as fuck.
That's true. I bet it, like, stabilizes your joints so you don't fuck up your hand when you punch somebody in the face.
Hold on a second. Did he just kick that bolt back at that guy?
I thought that he jumped out of the way and it ricocheted.
So did I, but this time it looked like he kicked it back at him.
Yes, then.
This is dumb enough that's probably what happened.
Indeed. So Oren pulls a gun on him, and they have a standoff where, I don't know what he was trying to do here. Oh, right, okay, I remember.
I was going to say, do you really not know?
I forgot.
Oh, God damn it, Sky.
Look, this show isn't very good. It's hard to remember stuff.
This is what you wanted. What if we watch something that's not very good and we giggle?
Yeah.
I was against the Inhumans, if you recall. It took a lot of convincing on your part. And then I was like, oh, only 8 of them? Sure. Oh, they're fucking 45 minutes each. I missed the turtles.
Yeah.
They were charming, at least.
They had different villains. But Karnak's just like, hey, my time on Earth has changed me, and now I need your DNA.
Yeah,
Somehow he talks Oren into not shooting him.
Well, because she already had her doubts because she saw Max was a nut.
Yeah.
So he used that against her. That's all you needed to know.
Yeah, that was a very long scene for that little bit. Meanwhile, in the bunker, Medusa walks up on Crystal, and she's pining over Dave.
Who wouldn't?
Well, I don't... She's barely known him.
Yeah, but she's never known anyone.
I guess that's fair.
That's basically the point Medusa makes, is like, you don't have any friends here, so I get it. we keep you in that apartment and you just have your pirated music to listen to.
And the dog.
Yeah, she has that dog to play with.
Which isn't that bad. He's semi-sentient, I guess. So, yeah, I guess she would have attachment issues. She imprinted on Dave like a baby duck.
I forgot she had dumb hair because it's been pulled back for so long.
Well, she's back in her element, and even though nobody's there to see it. I really wish that they would change into appropriate moon wear.
I hope that she starts dating Quicksilver soon. And they have a child.
Well, she, Crystal and Johnny Storm have a thing.
She has a child with Quicksilver named Luna.
So, back in the Terra Genesis room,
at least I'm pretty
Karnak was able to somehow surreptitiously collect and transport Gorgon's body to the Terrigen room. They prop him up. He's still wearing his boots, by the by. They prop him up in one of the chambers, and apparently all he needs to do, based on the research he gleaned from Declan, is take some of Orin's blood and stick it in Gorgon, and yeah, then throw another Terrigen crystal down.
That makes very little sense.
Yeah. I don't think that any of this should work, but whatever, it's fine. He tries to use some science jargon to make it sound as though it's plausible. And then after he takes her blood and injects it into Gorgon, she's like, oh, by the way, my powers are waning.
Did you know Crystal's name is Crystallia Amaquilin? Amaquilin?
I did not.
Crystallia.
It's better than Blackagar Boltagon.
Crystallia. Sorry, I was just looking up Crystal on Wikipedia.
It's fine.
Because this is boring.
Yes. So Karnak grabs a crystal, and he's going to drop it into the slot of the Terrigen booth. But there's no, like, device that we see smash it. It just turns it into mist immediately. And also...
Maybe the smashers are inside of there.
Yeah, but we don't hear that. There's just a whoosh.
Maybe it's a liquefier of some sort.
I don't know, dude. It
Guy, stop looking for fucking reason in this goddamn show. That's your problem.
I want it to make sense, though. In the context of itself, I just want it to make sense. A tall order, I know. Anyway, he throws the crystal in, the mist surrounds Gorgon. If they were playing by their own rules, we would know that it didn't work because Gorgon would have been covered in rock or crust or whatever. But that doesn't happen.
But that doesn't happen
but
when...
It, yeah, it
when
didn't happen...
Butterfly Girl and Bro-Jin-Jin-Jin-Ja...
Broham.
Broga. Gugago. There's also significantly less mist than there was for them also. He used a little Terrigen crystal.
He also kissed it.
Yeah, well.
For good luck. But Gorgon doesn't wake up, and Karnak is sad.
He's a sad feller.
And it seems like he and Oran are friends now because she's being nice to him and stuff. But then Gorgon doesn't wake up, and then he hears voices coming to the Terrigen room. And they decide to run away. Or no, he asks her, flee or fight? She says, flee, but I'm not fleeing with you. Very dramatically.
Well.
Like, they were getting along so well. I mean, she didn't shoot him. She played along.
He took her blood?
Yeah, even though she's afraid of needles, she let him take her blood. And he fucking snapped her neck earlier this episode. So they made a lot of progress. It's just weird how quickly it turned around on her.
I mean, she just says, I'm not fleeing with you, because they're after him. I wouldn't flee with him either. I'd go off on my own. As far as everyone else knows, I'm still on Maximus the Mad's side. So I'm going to go over here. Good luck, pal. If you make it through, I'll see you on the other side.
I guess. I just want the show to be better. That's my problem.
Well, we only got to do it one more time.
Woo! For this show. And then Animorphs.
Is this just going to go on forever until we're dead?
Yeah. Or lose interest.
I've lost interest a long time ago. I thought I was conscripted until I die.
Well, I assume that was the case.
How much longer could that be?
I don't know. A couple months?
Yeah, 6-7 weeks. The groundhog saw his shadow, so I have 7 more weeks of life.
So we cut back, and Max is leading Declan into the Terra Genesis room.
To the Terra Genesis phone booths. Oh, he says it looks like a phone booth.
He's old enough to remember what a phone booth is.
I am too.
Yeah. I bet everybody listening to this probably is. So Declan says, we've already inserted the DNA into you, so we don't know what powers Max selected.
And that just means, like, I put some blood in you, right?
Yeah, I guess. Don't worry about it. It's probably fine.
Everything is so, like, fancy and futuristic in this, except for the case they keep the Terrigen crystals in.
Well, it links them to their past.
Is that it?
I guess.
Is that what's happening?
Max selects a crystal and gives it to Declan, and Declan's like, what is this made of? And he's like, don't worry about
Terrigen,
it.
Terrigen, duh.
Why don't you shut up and just do the thing? And then Max has a moment of regret because this isn't how I imagined it. The first time I went through Terrigenesis, my whole family was here, and I was surrounded by love. It's like, bro, you had them chased off the moon, and you tried to kill them a bunch.
You murdered them all.
So, that's, yeah, they're not going to be there for you because you're a dick. I mean, you made some good points, but now you're just a crazy person. Sorry, buddy.
Womp womp.
Long, protracted statements later, Declan's still excited about science. Like, he's the most, like, well-acted.
He's got, like, a full-on boner for science.
Which I can respect.
He's like, yeah, he's like Elon Musk right now. Ah, oh, my rocket's in space! And he's just walking around whapping things with his boner.
And giving the public flamethrowers for some reason.
Yeah.
But then they
don't
notice...
Don't worry, those are sold out. We can't get one.
Yeah. They notice Gorgon's corpse stood up in a different booth and like, how the fuck did this happen?
That would be alarming.
Yeah.
No matter who you were or
and
what
then
was
Max
happening.
Is like, what the fuck is happening in my kingdom? So, you're not a great leader? There's a lot of shit happening all at once, bro. And then, like, there's an explosion and the guards come down and like, hey, surveillance is down. They attack the control room, wherever that is. Is that the room with the twins? I don't know.
And he says we're blind. We can't see anything. So apparently they have, like, the surveillance that we've never seen.
But Declan's like, am I going to be safe here? And then they just leave him there in the Terrigen
with his mystery corpse.
They're leading Max back to his apartment, I guess, because that's the safest place.
Or to the throne room. It's
no, they
the
say
best...
very specifically to his apartment.
Where's he going to sit?
Triton is in the courtyard. And he pulls out two knives very inconspicuously and then murders three people in this crowd of civilians.
With no one, well, I mean, people are noticing, but not the guards.
Yeah, the guards don't notice at all, even though it's their job to look around. It doesn't really do anything. And then
they can't find the one green person.
Well, he's a fishman.
Sky, are you going to get the Inhuman soundtrack to all of these not great songs that they use during things?
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't I? So Triton, the guards lead Max into this hallway, and then Triton comes out the other end somehow, and then he alerts them to his presence by dragging his knife on the wall.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
It is, but also don't give up your advantage. You're trying to kill them. Why don't you just do it quickly like you did with the other three guards?
I mean, it doesn't seem to be a disadvantage for him. He still wins.
I guess, and his power is also appearing out of areas where he shouldn't be. Because he just pops out in front of Max again.
Yeah, maybe if he gets wet, he can go to a different wet spot.
He's got weird teleporty powers.
Yeah, weird wet teleporty powers.
He herds Max into this hallway, and then he drops his knives, and they have a little bit of fisticuffs. Max is very ill-prepared for it, but he still tries, which is surprising.
Yeah, he uses some of that stuff that Gorgon taught him.
Yeah, to little effect.
Yeah. He still gets kicked a bunch.
He does sucker punch Triton once, and then Triton kicks the shit out of him.
Sky, how often do you think about wearing a long coat and being able to fight a gang of guys with two knives in your hands?
It is... I don't know. It's difficult to quantify.
Is that one of the things you think about, like, when you're driving a longer distance, and then suddenly you realize you're almost to where you're going because you've been lost in your thoughts for so long?
Yeah, and I wonder how I got where I am, and if I hit anybody on the way.
Yeah, and like...
And then the car doesn't have any dents, so I'm pretty sure everybody's fine.
Yeah.
But Triton brings Max back to the bunker, and then Black Bolt comes out of nowhere and has words with him.
Well, not really.
He doesn't even wave at him, really.
Yeah, he just stares at him.
He does throw him against a wall, and then Max just has this constant monologue.
Someone's got to talk.
I guess.
And it's us!
Yay! Max reveals to Black Bolt that I enacted a failsafe. Apparently, Adeline has a self-destruct button. And Max has...
And Max is that button.
I don't know how his death... Because he's like, if you kill me, everybody will die. I don't know what it is that he knows that will fix the problem. Or how the... He says something about destroying the dome that's keeping the vacuum of space out. And I guess that it's gonna pop. I don't fucking know. He doesn't really explain it great.
I mean, if someone was about to kill me, this is exactly what I would say, even if it wasn't true. Well, you kill me, we all die. And then they stop and they think about it, and they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, there are bombs in my shoes, and if I'm not standing on those shoes, then the bombs explode, and they're real big. They're real good bombs. So I got to be standing in these shoes. These are my bomb shoes.
I wondered why you formed shoes out of C4.
Is that why there are fuses coming off of your shoe? Yes.
You know you can set C4 on fire and it won't blow up?
I don't know anything about explosives, Sky. I'm not a maniac like you.
Well, it's a very stable explosive until you use a blasting cap. You need a blasting cap, otherwise it won't explode.
See, this is why you're always a suspect in bombings.
Person of interest, not a suspect.
Just keep an eye on him. Maybe find out where his whereabouts for the last 24 hours.
He said some weird things.
He said some weird things and then put them on the internet. Just don't call this your manifesto and I think you're
all right. Pop culture manifesto.
Oh, no!
So we cut back to the moon. We never really left the moon, but we cut back from commercial and Declan is examining
really
a crystal.
Left the moon.
He's holding it up to a flickering fluorescent tube.
Our hearts are always on the moon.
And he's looking at it and he's complaining that he doesn't have an electron microscope. And then the lights go out. And then we hear some crashing. There could be a zombie in the room.
There's definitely a man breathing heavily.
So saith the captions. But Declan's like, hey, I'm Dr. Declan. I'm working for Maximus.
He
said it's cool that I'm here. Please don't kill me. But little does he know that saying, I work for Max, is not the best thing to say to this gentleman.
Why?
Because it's Gorgon.
Because it's Gorgon!
Because he's a zombie now.
He's a grumpy zombie Gorgon.
He's got goat feet. And that's how the episode ends.
It sure does.
So Gorgon is back from the dead, question mark?
I mean, enough to haunted house it through that through that room.
Turns out rooms underneath the surface of the moon are real dark.
And scary.
So Jake.
Huh?
What would you say is the most turtle-rific part of this episode?
I'm going to say that part where Trident, he scraped his knives along the wall. That was pretty boss. That's a baller move on Trident's part.
Yeah, it turns out he's a very competent fighter for a guy who got shot once and fell off a cliff.
Yeah, I would dare to say he's more competent than any of the other royal family members. They really could have used him this whole time.
That's probably why they had to eliminate him.
Yeah.
It's like the dog. Like, well, the dog's asleep now.
The dog and Trident are in there. You just get us. Hooves, tattoos, weird hair circle, no hair, and quiet guy.
An all-star team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Answer the question that you asked me.
I'm thinking.
But I forgot to ask it. I knew you were thinking it.
I think it's pretty turtle-rific that Oren's coming around to the side of, I guess, the good guys. But, like, she's realizing that Max is an insane person, and she shouldn't be doing his bidding anymore.
8 episodes later.
7. It took her getting murdered 3 times?
Enough, yeah. But once in cold blood.
Well, twice. Because Medusa stabs her to death in that one.
That was more self-defense. Karnak, the other time, just walked up to her and snapped her neck this time, so.
Yeah, that's true. And then she got blown up in that explosion.
Yeah.
But that was Mortis's fault than anybody. Who's the most likable character?
Probably, I'm going to say Trident.
You think so?
Just because I know you're going to say Dr. Declan.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd change it up.
It's true. Trident doesn't have any long protracted speeches that don't mean anything, and he came in and took care of business.
He doesn't, I don't hate him.
True, he has only had like 2 lines, but yeah, he's pretty likable. And for me, it's Declan, because he's just excited to be doing science on the moon.
Who wouldn't be?
And yeah, that sounds awesome. Yes, you're surrounded by idiots and people who are going to get you killed, but you're doing some neato stuff on the moon.
He got to live poor Louise's dream.
Yeah, that really sucks for her. Poor Louise.
I miss her.
So that's the episode.
Yeah.
We only have one more to go.
It's called, and finally, Black Bolt.
You didn't pronounce the ellipses.
Yeah, I did. You didn't hear that pause, that dramatic pause. You weren't paying attention. Hold on, let me do it. And finally, Black Bolt. Did you see?
I got it that time.
Okay, good. That title has an ellipses and a colon.
It sure does. Oh, it's Behold the Inhumans was the first one.
Yeah, that also
is. It's a good bookend. Oh, wait, there's one in the middle, too.
They love their ellipses in the Marvel's Inhumans.
Sure do. So we'll finally get the showdown between Max and Black Bolt. I wonder who will win, but that'll be next week. Thank you guys very much for listening. You can follow the show on Twitter at Pop Culture, at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end.
You'll get it.
You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com. You can follow me at Sandwich Surplus.
Or me, Jake, on Twitter at Midwest Love Affair.
And if you like, you can rate and review on iTunes or whatever. It helps the show. I recently got laid off, so maybe we will be doing a Patreon. We'll see how that shakes out.
You can't have all the Patreon money. I work just as hard on this as you do, Sky.
I don't think that's true, but sure.
I have to watch this goddamn show.
Yeah, and I do everything else.
Will you edit a little bit? That's it.
But we'll see about that. Anywho, thank you guys very much for listening. We will see you next week.
If we don't die in the terrible snowstorm that's barreling down on us as we speak.
Right now it's not terrible. It's very gentle.
Barreling it's coming towards us.
Oh, okay.
We're approximately 4 hours from it starting proper.
If you trust weather people.
And I do.
I usually
love Paul
don't.
Conrad.
I don't know who that is.
He's the WGN Morning News
What happened to
guy.
Skilling?
Tom Skilling works there at night.
Oh, okay.
You do all day if you're not watching the news. You're very bad at being laid off.
It's been a couple of days. Fucking sucks. Anyway, see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I don't think you yelled enough.
I yelled a lot.
I'm only human, after all, don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
I don't know if anyone on the podcast knew this, but the character of Sheldon is loosely based on Sky. He doesn't understand people.
Fuck you.